On today's podcast, I'm going to speak about some remote dramas and all the usual shenanigans. But I think I'll do that again.
Remix.
I'll do that again.
No, I'll keep it. We'll have that.
All the usual shenanigans.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm not proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderson and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
Hiya, mate.
Long time no speak.
I know, it's been a sweet minute, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a hot second. How's things?
Oh, I've just been chilling and getting ready for these podcasts.
Nice, nice. In the run up to Christmas as well.
Yeah.
So you made your plans yet? What are you up to?
We'll probably just go to my auntie Dawn's, as we always do on Christmas Day. She normally does the dinner. Hmm. And the sprouts, the dreaded sprouts, I don't know if you like them.
Do not like sprouts, no. No, it's not.
What do you have on a Christmas dinner?
Well, we don't traditionally have Christmas dinner with our family. Right. Because my mum always works on Christmas Day.
Right.
So we're never around my mum's house for Christmas. We're always going around to Helen's family's and we'll have like a Christmas dinner there.
Yeah.
But on Boxing Day normally is when like my family will get together.
Yeah.
And we'll just put like a little bit of a buffy on, have a couple of drinks, play some party games. So it's, you know, not your traditional Christmas, but you're still with all the family.
Yeah.
Are we still going to go for a beer on Christmas Eve?
Oh, yeah, we are.
That's our tradition. Our tradition, you know. I heard a rumour. Has the Arts Ed closed down?
No. It's just rebranded, but it's now Mexican food.
Yeah, because, you know, nothing screams Mexican food like middle of Mosley.
Yeah. Arriba!
Is that what it's called? What is it called? Is it Arriba?
It's called the... I don't even know, actually, so I'm not gonna try.
They still have a bar, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the main thing.
The main thing. Do we eat?
I mean, we can do. I mean, it's not going to be very festive going in there and having a burrito.
But we sometimes see Santa, don't we? So we've got that.
Can you imagine Father Christmas turning up instead of his Santa, right? He's got a sombrero on and a poncho. He's going to be off his tits on happiness, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's impossible to be sad in a sombrero or a poncho.
Do you think?
Oh, definitely. I know from experience, mate.
You just
end up dancing around. They're so comfortable. Yeah, it's great. It's great, mate. Yeah. Yeah, but we'll do it up. Obviously, we might not be able to get a traditional pint. It might have to be a Corona.
A
Corona.
Oh, I don't want Corona.
Yeah, Corona, a little bit of lime in, shot of tequila.
Oh, I like tequila.
Well, maybe you can just have like half of one because I don't want to send you back.
Hey, why did the Mexican push his wife off a cliff?
I don't know.
Tequila!
So is that joke of the week done then?
Nope. That's just an extra one.
That little teaser, that one.
Yeah.
Just a little tickle, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But I'll move on to a story that I've been waiting to tell you for weeks.
Tell me.
I've been like mad at it.
Let me sit back in our brand new setup for the podcast. We've got sofas now, we're not around the round table, yeah.
Oh.
So I'm going. I'm gonna sit back. Spin the arm.
Do you know how I have what's it called? A fire stick or a now stick?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You get a remote with it, don't you?
Yeah.
But I could not find this remote for the life of me.
Mm.
And it turns out that Archie has lost it.
What's he done?
He's lost it, so I've had to download the remote somewhere and put it onto my phone. So my mobile is now my remote control.
Isn't it mad how technology can do that these days?
Yeah, but I can't cope with it.
Why?
Because it just, like, when I go to click on something, it just flies around on the screen and I can't, like, you know, manoeuvre it.
Oh, is it like because of the infrared you have to point it like a proper clicker?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Anyway. That's my little rant over. Should we move on to the Amanda Holden update?
Yeah, let's do it.
Follow the dream. The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God! I heard on the radio a couple of weeks ago, I've been saving this, she did like a what do they call it when you go up the side of a building? No, she didn't do one of them, actually. What do you call it when, like, you do loads of events? Like you did that Tough Mudder.
Oh, yeah. So, I think I know what you're talking about with this one. Didn't she do, like...
An Iron Man. That's it. She'd done an Iron Man.
Well, wasn't it, like, 5 challenges in, like, 5 days that she had to do in, like...
The same sort of event, same sort of equivalent to an Iron Man.
So I think, she had to do it, like, within 5 hours, 5 different challenges, didn't she?
Oh,
I'll tell you what. Right. I was going to curse then.
Why does this stop?
Right. I'll tell you what pissed me off about that, right? Because... I understand why they did it, right? But I was listening to it and I'm just like, oh, come on, man. So her last challenge, she had to, I think it was like, sail down the Thames.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, so like, she had to sail down the Thames. Like, so she started like somewhere in London and then had to like get a boat down the Thames, get off at like the South Bank and then run to the studio in Leicester Square, right?
Yeah.
So if you know London... The South Bank and Leicester Square, quite close proximity to each other, right? And you've got Jamie Theakston, he's like outside the studio, like in the middle of Leicester Square.
Okay.
They've got like a crowd and stuff like that. And they're really building the suspense. Oh, Amanda, you know, is she going to make it in time? Like she's only got like so much left. And Amanda's like dialing in, like she must have been on like the phone and she's giving like updates as to like where she's up to.
Yeah.
And she's smashing this, right? So she gets to the South Bank with like 20 minutes to go. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? Yeah. So it's short jog, over, you're done.
All right.
Turns out, she just goes, oh yeah, I'm at Trafalgar Square, which is literally like 5 minutes away. She's got 15 minutes to go. So the production staff, I would assume, have turned around and said, oh no, you can't get there with 15 minutes to go. Just do another couple of laps. Just do another couple of laps. Go the long way round. And it turns out she ended up getting there with like 30 seconds to go. To like build the suspense and like make good radio. And like I said, I can understand why they did it, but I'm just listening going, come on, you just told us that you're at Trafalgar Square. It's like, that's less than 5 minutes away.
Yeah, but why didn't they just let her finish when she was going to finish?
Exactly. For me, I think that's more impressive if you actually do it with time to spare rather than building the drama. Oh, is she going to make it?
She was like 400 metres away from the radio station. I know how far away it is. It's nothing.
Nothing. Literally nothing. I'm just like, come on.
And also, why send around the houses?
But that's what I think, because she was making such good time,
right?
I reckon the production staff have gone, no, just go the long way around, do a couple of laps and then just get there and pretend you're exhausted.
She could have hopped there in 5 minutes. She only needed one leg, get that far.
So I'm listening to it, like I'm in the car and I'm just like, fair enough, because like they raised so much money.
Yeah.
I think they were doing it for, I want to say like the British Art Foundation, I can't remember. But I do remember like they raised like a shed load of money, which was obviously incredible.
Also, the money does go somewhere. It doesn't just go back into the radio.
No. Right. No, I think it might be a charity associated with Heart. But yeah, I know like...
Was it Heart's Cash for Kids or something like that?
Something like that. I mean, we'll have to have a look and confirm which charity it was for. But they did really, really well out of it. And Amanda smashed those challenges, in fairness to her.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was that last episode where I was just like, come on, man.
As we're talking about charity, can I jump in here?
Of course. Yeah.
Do you know you're a bit of a podcaster nowadays?
Yeah.
And with that comes sort of being an influencer. You've been approached.
Ooh.
Who?
Dun, dun, dun. So a few days ago, I got an email asking if you and Scott would be happy to work with Marmite on a Christmas jumper campaign.
What?
What?
The Trussell Trust.
Oh, amazing.
So, you're going to get yourself some Christmas jumpers.
Oh, great.
Love a Christmas jumper.
You'll get some Marmite as well.
Oh, I love Marmite.
Wow. Do you? I see, I've never had it.
I love it.
The smell of it is enough just to make me puke.
To be fair, like, between the three of us, we have the perfect demographic for Marmite, though, because Jordan loves it, I hate it, and you've never tried it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's meant to be.
So in a couple of weeks, you'll be able to have your jumpers on. You'll be able to do some videos. You'll do some photos. You'll talk about it. And like I say, no doubt we'll try. Well, I'll try some Marmite.
Oh, that's mint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on your way, mate.
Oh, yes.
You're an influencer.
Woo!
That was. I think that's the longest Amanda Holden update we've ever done.
I know. From Amanda to Marmite.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, Amanda is very much like Marmite herself.
Hey, leave it there, you.
Well, I was, I'm all right. You know, I like Amanda as much as the next bloke. Yes, yeah, she's all right.
Yeah.
I was just thinking in reference to you because you think she's a bit tasty.
Bit on pumps. Yeah.
There's your joke of the week.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, God.
Yep. Thank you. I'm here all week. Tip your waitresses. Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. That was awful.
No, I liked it.
Go on. Are we going to do joke of the week then?
Yeah. Why can't trapeze artists make decisions?
I don't know, mate, why?
Because they always tie themselves up in knots doing it.
Not your best. Not your best, but not your worst, in fairness. 3 out of 5.
Three out of five.
3 out of 5's all right. Yeah, yes. You know, middle of the road.
Can we extend this like rating meter to like out of 10?
You want to do out of 10?
Yeah.
Do you want to start now?
No, because you've already given the rating. Yeah, out of 5.
Okay.
So we'll start next week.
All right, next week we'll do it.
Okay.
All right, mate. I'll see you in a bit.
See you in a bit.
A positive media company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.